You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
White Brian is dancing. I've never seen White Brian dance. Landfill's dancing.
Hey,
Jeff,
hey, Brian,
dancing.
This song you do your shots off of?
White Brian getting hype.
White Brian doing the sprinkler.
has White Brian tried Scotty's vodka yet? Have you had any Scotty's?
I don't think so, no.
Is the Cluster Buster still have that case in there?
It's not a whole case because we've been destroyed.
We have stuck in there a few times. He ain't here, so we'll see how that goes. Shout out to White Brian doing the sprinkler. I didn't know he had it in him. that was funny, dude. I think I asked this question yesterday of Rosenberg, and I think the top two targets on the market are going to be Myles Garrett and T. Higgins. If you have to pick one, I don't think I will open the phone. 800-636-1067. Okay? That's phone lines. Phone lines are open right now. 800-636-1067. I don't think anybody's gonna say Higgins over Garrett. Like,
look, somebody gonna say it.
Please call in.
Call in, peoples.
You think will any
Jeff stand up right there?
Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Yeah, heck no. Let's go get – you're right, JP. Nobody better call in and say
somebody's
going to
do it.
Miles.
I mean, nobody ever goes 100% one way.
But,
y'all
B, you
that.
Keep saying that you want them to build up in the trenches and you're tired of people that are talking about not
all,
going that
first
way.
First of all, you didn't ask me what I say. You said people won't.
Yesterday,
nobody would, but somebody will.
Yesterday you said you're hearing a lot of people that keep talking about skill positions. I feel like overwhelmingly
I think
Commanders fans are talking about the trenches.
Well – there's a lot of people talking about the skill positions. It's all you see, skill positions, skill, because that's what everybody sells. Offense, receivers, all that crap. No, if you don't have offensive line, defensive line, you're wasting your damn time.
I legit think most people, I bet it's, if the question is specific, Garrett or Higgins, maybe you can make an argument that you don't have to give up draft picks to get Higgins if he becomes a free agent. But I bet overwhelmingly people want.
Well, yeah. That's what they should want. I know that.
You know, I'll actually give him credit for this. Linnell, I was driving home the other night from Channel 4, and Linnell actually made a good case for a receiver that I would be interested in Darius Slayton. Young guy, not going to cost you much, has good speed, 6'1", 200 pounds, Auburn guy, sure why Brian likes that. In various seasons with pretty bad quarterback play up there, he's produced three 700-yard seasons out of five. He's been pretty good, and I don't know that Slayton costs you much. Like, I think at wideout, you only have two under contract. You're going to have to add people.
They will. I mean,
I think that's where you want to be shopping.
I understand there's only two people under contract that's going to be going into it. When they start hitting March and all that, May, they will not be in just two people on the contract.
Of course.
So it's going to happen. So I understand that, but they're going to be frugal about it. But I will say this, most of your money should go towards those big boys, especially somebody that could consistently get pressure on the other offense.
Would you – I think a more reasonable question, would you rather they try to trade for Trey Hendrickson instead of Myles Garrett?
No.
Just because the cost presumably would be lower.
I don't think the cost – when you're going for that level of talent, the cost makes no difference. You know, you can't build a team. Like, this is what we did for years. We try to build a great team by bargain shopping. If you're going to build a great team, you're going to eventually have to pay some top-notch person. We, have, you know, as a fan base, have always said, man, we got to compete. But every time we want to get the people at the lowest price, the people that's playing against us have some high-priced people. So you got to eventually get somebody. And if a guy is a consistent player that plays like Miles, you take a run at it. Now, if you don't get him, then you go at somebody else. But you don't always look for the bargain.
Hendrickson's not going to be a bargain either.
If he's going to be living under with Miles, then you may as well go get Miles. Who's the oldest?
Hendrickson's Hendrickson's a year
31.
Old.
31?
Hendrickson's outproduced him the last two seasons, but Garrett's body of work is far more significant.
He outproduced him because he had more sacks, you're saying?
More sacks, more tackles.
I mean, I look at it a lot of times, just because, like, we already know, there are people on the football field that may not get the sack, but he's the reason the other guy got the sack. And I think Myles Garrett is definitely that because he gets doubled a lot.
Garrett's the better player.
Yeah.
But Hendrickson's damn good.
All right, if they could go for either one. If they go for the best, if you don't get him, you go for the other one.
Dave is in North Carolina. Dave, who do you want? Big swing.
I'd rather have Hendrickson. I think he'll come off cheaper. I think you can get him for maybe like a 2-year deal. But hey, you know, front loaded a little bit. I think Garrett's going to cost too much. If it's similar prices, of course, go with Garrett. He's a bigger stud player. But I think Hendrickson, he wants out of Cincy. Give him a little bit of money. You can spread the wealth a little bit. Go get that number two receiver. Work on that linebacker core a little bit. I just think it's going to be too much for Garrett. I think the asking price might be too high.
I read something. So you're out on Higgins altogether.
Yeah, I think he's going to cost way too much. I think you can build to the draft. The kids you like from Miami you've been talking about.
Restrepo.
I mean, he could do a little something. I mean, there's other guys out there. I think Higgins is going to be north of 30 mil. It's just too much, man.
You know what I'm at least interested by? I've heard nobody discuss. Thanks for the call, Dave. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. You know what I'm curious about, B? Nobody. I legit don't think anyone has discussed Steph Diggs. And you almost always, when there's a local guy that's going to be a free agent, Diggs has obviously produced at a really high level. Somebody will bring that up. I don't think anybody has suggested that.
I haven't heard it. But you got to look at the facts. You know what, three teams in the last 2-3 years?
Yeah.
And then I think when people start seeing that type of thing, they start to back away a little bit.
He's also been injured. I wonder.
Yeah, injuries and things of that nature, that make people step away. But if he was still playing like he played early on, hell yeah, I think people would bring it up. But not now.
I just Googled Steph Diggs because I was trying to figure out when he got injured. And I got this headline. Jeff, maybe you can help me here. Cardi B demands that fans stay single like her despite Stephon Diggs dating rumors. Are Stephon Diggs and Cardi B an item, Jeff? My guy's on it. We got our best guy on it. The Diggs stuff, I think that's a no for me. A lot of people are expecting him to go back to Houston. What was the injury? Do you remember?
Who?
Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Torn ACL on Halloween, basically.
Okay.
So he could be back for week one. It's interesting. Nobody's talking about Steph Diggs. And just as a player, I mean, he's been fantastic. From 2018 to 23, he went at least 1,000 yards, at least 6 touchdowns a season. He does seem kind of like a disruptive dude, though.
Yeah.
Right?
I think the ultimate thing is with this team right now, you look at the type of people that they brought on last year, and I think you're going to try to bring those type of people on moving forward. So if you got somebody that's going to be disruptive and whatever, they're not going to deal with that. They don't want that, you know, and Listen, that first call was like, oh, it's going to be cheaper. We always talk about how cheap somebody's going to be. We ain't spending the damn money. I mean, if that guy, I would think a guy like a Myles Garrett will elevate your defense. They will have a lot of people going one-on-one, so they should be winning that. It's going to help them out. He still can beat you with a double team.
It's fascinating how football fans, NFL fans, really get caught up in salary cap savings. Like, it's not your money, dude. Sign everybody. Look at what Philly does. Look at what the Rams
Philly, and how about Kansas City for years? You're like, damn, what? Are they working with a different salary cap than we are?
But, Joe, they kind of have gone the other way, too.
Who?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs
paid. The decision to not pay Tyreek was a.
Well, the decision to not pay Tyreek wasn't all about money. It was about a lot of his antics as well.
Tyreek.
I think they pay a lot of damn people. On that football team, man.
I mean, it's interesting because they have let young players walk or trade them away. They're paying Pat, they're paying Chris Jones, they're paying Juwan Taylor. But even a dude like Kelsey isn't making top of the tight end market. Like, it's been interesting how they've kept that together. I'm curious what will happen this offseason. Because one thing I would guess is Kelsey has zero guaranteed this year. Mm-hmm. So if he does play, I doubt it. I doubt it's with a zero guarantee.
Mm-hmm. But you look at how many years they've done it. Okay, look at the amount of people on the Eagles right now. Okay, and that are playing great. The thing about you don't have to pay everybody, but you're going to pay some people. And I think we, for some reason, as fans, make things we can go out there and get everybody at a bargain price. And compete with all the big ones. We not.
Let's see what Alex in Silver Spring wants. Alex, what do you want him to do, dude?
Hey, man. What's up, guys? What's up, JP?
What's happening?
What's
up,
dude? Mitch?
What's happening, brother?
Look, here's the thing, man. Let's stop Jerry rigging on these players. Let's get Garrett all in on Garrett and watch. He's going to make all the other – no disrespect to the others, but you know where I'm going with it. Other players are going to look extremely good. It's just like, for an example – When Dan Quinn was in the Cowboys, Bland looked like Deion Sanders back in the day. Look at him now. So he's going to make other players, and he's going to do other players a favor because other teams are going to pay all out for these other players like what we used to do back in the days. But one monster player makes a world of a difference. We got to stop Jerry rigging, and at the same time, go get once you get Garrett, then I've been saying this since last year. Go get Metcalf. Metcalf will fit perfect here. Humble, hungry, tall receiver, no nonsense, and keep it moving. And bring in Khalil Mack. Can you imagine Khalil Mack in here with Wagner?
Appreciate you, Alex.
Thanks for taking my call.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
So what do you, Rooster was making this case to just go get Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack's a hell of a player. The sack numbers went down last year, but the sacks were completely there 2 years ago. People argue that he's better against the run than Myles Garrett. What do you think about Mack specifically, B?
I'm just thinking like Myles is a younger guy that you could probably get, and you're going to sign it. If you're going to sign him for a deal, you got to sign, you can get more out of him than you would Mack. Mack is a okay person too. Hasn't he had injuries over the last few years or so?
I'll pull it up. I think he's been pretty durable. Now he's been in the league a decade. I'm sure there's been some injuries.
Mm-hmm.
He has missed one game in the last 3 years.
Okay.
2 years ago, he had 17 sacks for the Chargers.
But he had
this
what
past
had last year,
it dropped to 6. And he missed a game.
Okay.
But a dude like Khalil Mack, there does seem to be this staff, this front office, we saw it last year, is cool with some veterans that people wonder if they have anything left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, they did it with Wagner, Ertz, Eckler. I wonder if that.
But see,
it's just an interesting.
Do you think they're going to go with the same approach as they did last year? Because they were trying to establish something and establish a culture last year real quick. Now that they've played as well as they played, I think they want to compete. And I think they feel they can compete earlier. Are you going to go after the people that you, we think they got something to show me for a year or two again? Or do you want to get some people that's going to be able to go there for 2, 3, 4 years?
I don't know. What do you want them to do?
I don't want to just go for the one-year deal no more. I think, just like we talk about having Cliff here again, consistency is going to help you out. So you can't switch up everybody every year. And once you get something working, then you start to build on that. They have a foundation now, and I want them to continue building on that foundation.
What? To me, the foundation is Jaden. But like if you dig into the numbers a little bit, outside of Jaden, like even Terry, clearly a foundational player, I don't think there's guaranteed money on his deal this year. Like to say what the true foundation is gets kind of interesting.
But the thing of it, the foundation, I'm not worried about with the amount of years, I'm talking about the mindset of this team, that type of thing. They have established exactly what they want and how they want people to play. Whether they got guaranteed money on their deal or not, I think still Terry is a very vital part to this team moving forward.
Me too.
I think so. If you can't keep bringing in people every year, bringing another 25 people, you're not going to consistently have that success. The success they had last year, we know that that's not always going to happen. So now that you've gotten that, you start building on, you bring in some more talented players in certain positions and things keep going. But just to think you can just keep trying to, let's go out there and see. Nah, that prove it deal stuff, that don't work all the time.
It's going to be interesting. I tend to agree with you, but just talking my way through the Mac thing, it would be very on brand with what they did last year, but maybe last year was just about establishing it. And now they're looking to add longer term deals, longer term players.
Yeah.
I would hope. I think the foundation stuff has to come through the draft. I think that's how you build it.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter's been clear that he views free agency as like a supplement. But that said, I think organizationally they view trades differently than they do free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And trades is acquiring a player. If you're going to invest the resources required in a trade, then that damn sure better be a long-term figure for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Our guy Jupe is on the line. What up, Jupe? What do you want him to do?
What's happening, fellas? Hey, listen, definitely go after Garrett. And then, like, as far as the receiver, there's a bunch of receivers that's free agents. There's one player that I didn't keep my eye on from the Rams that's a free agent this year, Tutu Atwell.
I like Tutu.
He has some solid numbers, you know, no nonsense, and he goes out there and performs. Maybe he come here, he can flourish a lot more in Cliff's system. And then I got a question for you guys. If let's just say we can't get a caliber player like a Garrett, and could we do something as far as like getting another solid cornerback, for example, Denzel Ward from the Browns, opposite side of Lattimore, where Sarah's still in the slot, and just solidify that D line through the draft? Would that be something possible that could work out?
I don't think the money they're now committed to Lattimore, I don't think you can sign another big ticket corner. I think you've got Sammer still on a rookie deal. I think maybe you try to draft another guy. Noah I was relatively dependable for them. He's a free agent. You got to figure out if you're bringing him back. But I don't think you could spend big again at corner. Do you agree there? Because Denzel Ward's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, that's going to cost an extra lot. And then you won't be able to get a D lineman. But listen, man, I think where we're picking at, do they have an impact player in the draft coming out? You pick at that point?
Yeah, you're the one that always says players are play. I mean, Sammer still was a second rounder that they traded back for. He was an impact player.
Yeah, but I'm saying pass rushers, them big boys are different. You know, athleticism and skill is one thing. Coming out and being impactful at that big time position right there, you're gonna have to be a badass.
They could use some badasses.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You want him to trade for Garrett? You want him to sign Higgins? You want him to sign Khalil Mack? It's your time. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.